MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Keith McLachlan, Element Investment Managers. Keith, appreciate the early morning spur results. I mean, just top draw numbers, growing revenue. Although I noticed their foot traffic was flattish, but they were getting more spend per head. They also were opening a lot new stores across their various different brands. This really is, in what must be a very, very tough operating environment, a star operator and doing brilliantly well.
Good morning, Simon. Absolutely. What you missed was perhaps the one real surprise that they hiked the dividend significantly. I mean, dividend up 40%, and they're still not even paying out all their earnings. I mean, the dividend payout ratio is about, they're paying out 3 rand per share, and they earned about 3 rand 40. But the short answer is these are really good numbers. They're backed by cash flow. Mm-hmm. Spurs sticking to its knitting and steadily growing the store base. They've really got about 60% of their earnings coming from their core brand being Spur. Mm-hmm. The rest, you can see some are working, some are not working as well as others. But this is a hit and miss strategy in the QSR sit down and casual dining space. But I think Spur's doing really, really well, and new management team's really driving that energy and taking Spur forward for the next decade or two.
And you make a great point there, where you in the QSR and the casual diner, you need to try things, and there's no guarantee of success. You just, I suppose, you try it carefully, and that's what matters. And some will then, you know, become giant brands within their own right. Others will quietly fade away.
Definitely. I mean, if you look at their direct competitor with roughly about double their market cap, it's Famous Brands. Mm. Famous Brands has obviously got Steers, but it's also got Debonairs, and it's got the range, Wimpy, and a range of others. Famous Brands is a far more diversified portfolio of brands, albeit it's doing worse. Mm. So diversification isn't always going to save you. And Spur's definitely more concentrated portfolio, but their core brand Spur is doing really, really well and absolutely dominates in the family casual dining space. And I think that's very key, and they're well represented across the three let's call them events, mm-hmm. Being breakfast, lunch, and supper. So really in the center, Spur's doing very, very well.
I want to touch on Famous Brands in a moment. Quick last question on Spur. Notwithstanding a 7% plus move yesterday, this is not an expensive stock. It's a PE of around 11. It's a dividend yield of around 9. I mean, you know, a balance sheet with incredible strength on it. They are not expensive, even after that huge move.
No, not at all. I mean, you look offshore and you look historically at these sorts of companies, and they tend to trade on quite high multiples because it's actually quite hard to get a franchisee network of critical mass spinning up. Mm-hmm. And once you do, what you get is fantastic returns on capital. I mean, Spur's got a 30% return on equity. It spits cash that's fully backed by cash, and the reason they're paying out so much of their earnings as a dividend despite the growth is because they are net cash balance sheet, so they're not even geared. So absolutely, it is not an expensive stock, and I mean equivalently valued to Famous Brands at this point in the cycle, but Famous Brands is in quite a different position with quite different brands and quite a different balance sheet that's net debt. So no, in my opinion, hardly expensive even after the run.
Famous Brands, this was a stock, and if I go back, I was going to say a decade, truthfully more than that, probably 15 years or back sort of, I don't know, 2010-ish. It was Famous Brands was a stock you and I would talk around often. I held it. I think you held it at the time as well. It was the clear better of the two. And things have changed. And that, to me, I mean, it's the wake-up call for investors that, you know, even bottom draw stocks, although we can debate if Famous Brands was, a stock you're holding, you need to keep a close eye on it. Famous Brands did their misadventures in the UK. A whole lot's gone wrong for them. And Spurs now the better of the two. And you've got to be able to make that transition, which is not easy.
Certainly. I mean, if you go back into the S&P 500 for the last century, only of the original constituents, only about 5 stocks remain. That's a 1% hit ratio or surviving over 100 years. Not all businesses are worth holding forever, no matter how nice the little truisms that you know various investors say that sound cute. Mm. And Famous Brands is a good example of that. I mean, you go back, and I feel like it's 5 years ago, but actually it was about 10 years ago they bought a gourmet kitchen in the UK. And that was the peak for Famous Brands. They took on a lot of debt. It was an awful acquisition. They had to unwind it. They've still got to pay back the debt. And that slowed down the investment on their network in South Africa because the capital was starved. And all of these things unwound against them because Famous Brands, Spur was always run quite conservatively, net cash balance sheet, slower grower, focused on returns on capital. Famous Brands was run with a net debt balance sheet, higher operating leverage, higher financial leverage, and all of that when it's working in a faster-growing environment where you're getting faster volumes and you're acquisitive can look like fantastic growth until it goes backwards. And then or higher operating leverage, higher financial leverage, all of those things going against you, you go through a really bad trough. And Famous Brands has been through that. I do feel they've come out the other side. But quietly, what's happened in the background is a new management team has taken Spur forward. Mm-hmm. And I think they're out-competing Famous Brands, although they're smaller.
Yeah.
They're out-competing in the spaces they play. And that's notable. And that's able to be done with a much more comfortable balance sheet as well.
Yeah, I like your point there. Leverage is great, but it cuts both ways. It's great when it's working. It's a horror when it's not. It was 2016 that Famous Brands was almost 150 Rand. It is now 58 Rand. Keith McLachlan, Element Investment Managers, always appreciate the early morning insights. Our poll today is around Spur. Stock up almost 8% yesterday, but that doesn't make it expensive. It still is offering value, a chunky dividend yield, a low double-digit price earnings. Do you hold it? Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.